from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I pretty much have held firm to what I've been hearing from people back here in Pittsburgh. So unless I'm getting duped at the absolute last second and everything I've heard up until now is right, and now I'm finally getting something wrong, Brandon Ayuk is going to be a Steeler very, very, very soon.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He does an afternoon show there, and he's saying, according to the people he talks to in Pittsburgh, Ayuk's going to be a Steeler very soon.
I love how he says, I might be setting myself up to get duped.
My question would be this. If the San Francisco 49ers went into the offseason and were looking to trade Ayuk, and they got something like a first-round pick, and they turned it down, and now the compensation is something different, that's a big mistake, clearly.
Oh.
But the question I keep asking myself is, why would the 49ers, if they started to go down this road with Ayuk, are you telling me like they lost heart? They lost their impetus to do it?
Wow.
Because once they've taken it this far, if you don't get a deal you love, you still have the option of saying, we expect you to play at $14 million. You're not going anywhere. So you need to make a decision one way or the other. You're either playing for us for 14 or you're not showing up. And we'll deal with either one, but those are your two choices. Rather than, well, there's a third choice, and you tell us the team you want to go to, and we'll try to make a deal, even though we may not love the deal, but because we know you want out, we'll still do it, even though it's not really in our self-interest. That's the part that I don't understand.
Yeah, and we both, I'm with you, we didn't understand it yesterday, but Andrew did say, Steiny, a part that fascinates me, because I always wonder about the brethren. I always wonder about what do the guys and gals think, because I'm a team dude. I really am. And for him to say, if the Niners played that card of you show up and you play and risk it all for that $14 million, that his comrades would look at that and be mad at the team, and that could divide the team in the locker room.
I don't know. That part I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think they say?
I never say that the locker room feels one way. There's 53 guys in that locker room. I don't know how many people think Ayuk's getting hosed by the Niners. I don't know how many people think Ayuk's being greedy. I don't know how many guys say business is business. Wake me when it's over.
But I hate to do this.
I don't know. I don't know what the locker room feels. Yeah. You'd have to ask the 53 guys in there.
Well, tell me what you think for this. And I'm just being real with you. And I'm not reporting anything. I just share with you and Evan Carter and everybody else, the listeners, we love you. I love you with what I feel. And I'm about to say it, Stoney. Our world is so divided now outside of sports, but it's infiltrated sports. The dynamic of a locker room to where you look at Bosa, I'm wondering if some players are like, it ain't about how talented you are, Goo. If some of the black players are saying, okay, McCaffrey got his deal, Bosa got his deal, and now it's Ayuk's turn. Now we could go, hey, I don't want to do that, but I got to be honest, Donnie, there's just a little speck of me wondering if that's what he meant without even saying it, Andrew, by mutiny, if it's just black and white. Like, why is the buck stopping on, and I know you can't pay everybody, on Ayuk when other guys were in the same position and it wasn't a big deal? I just had to go there. Because I'm not saying it's 100, but Stoney, I do believe, do you think some of that could be going on?
Not really. I don't think so, but I don't want to dismiss what you're saying. That's one where I have no idea. I'd be shocked. Right. Flea in Oakland.
Our guy.
What's up, Flea? How you doing, man?
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Goo, I'm black. I don't think it's black and white.
Okay.
I think it's green.
Mm. I like that.
This is what I wanted to say to you guys, though. Stoney, I agree with you. I think Ayuk want to stay with the Niners. He wouldn't have showed up at training camp if he didn't want to stay. Secondly, I think Debo want him there. I think Kittle want him there. Ayuk is our best receiver. Our possession receiver is Jennings. He's going to get that third down. But when it comes to route running, downfield, and Ayuk, he got hands. He can catch. He's our best actual pure receiver. Third of all, what I want to say is, the team don't want to get rid of Ayuk. They want Ayuk to take that $14 million, but I understand Ayuk's point. It probably is the guy that's speaking for him. $128 million would change his whole family life. So that's another thing why, you know, he probably would go to Pittsburgh. But I don't even think Ayuk want to go to Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Or any other team, because he know it's going to be a struggle playing in that cold weather. He ain't going probably. He probably get to the playoffs, but they're gonna be out. They're gonna be hovering around 5-7 at the. You know, so I'm gonna just tell you like this.
Flea, they made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs last year. I'm just not to interrupt you. They made the playoffs last year. Pittsburgh did.
They made the playoffs, but we already know how Pittsburgh plays. It's a ground and pound, and it's going to be come on now. We know we seen Pittsburgh for the last 40 years. But all I want to say to you guys, I love the show, but at the end of the day, Ayuk don't want to leave, and I hope he can just take that $14 million and negotiate next season because he is our best receiver. All the black and white, Doug Goof, it's all about the green, man. You know
I
that.
Hear you. I hear you, and I feel good that I was able just to share that with you, Stoney, but I'll tell Flea this, I want this to be the case because I want Brandon Ayuk by any means, Malcolm X, Donnie, any means necessary in a Niner uniform. That ship has sailed for him playing for 14.
I don't know. I don't know. People change their minds. You know,
if a trade comes down here in the next hour or two.
But I was thinking about this the other day. Let's say you're a drinker.
Yeah.
And then you decide to go to rehab. Why did you go to rehab? When you went to rehab.
Peer pressure.
Why was it that drink? Why wasn't it one 2 weeks ago?
Because you had enough. You want to change your life around.
Okay, but, well, maybe Brandon Ayuk will change his mind and come in and play for 14. Who knows why it would be today? You know, the other thing, I do think in fairness, you know, Debo Samuel held out and was in a contract squabble with the Niners, and he ended up getting paid. Trent Williams got a contract from the Niners at the time, made him the highest paid left tackle in football.
Yeah.
So I think we got to bring that up also. So 888-957-9570 is the number. And 49er fans, I'm asking you what you think of all this. And all this being Is Brandon Ayuk on his way to Pittsburgh? Is he on his way to another team? Is he still, you still holding out hope that he comes back to the San Francisco 49ers? I got to tell you, I still, it doesn't add up. If the 49ers were going to go down this road and play it like this for months and months and months, did they just lose their heart and not want to take it to the limit? Shout out Eagles.
Yeah.
That to me is a little
limit.
That to me doesn't make sense. I mean, but you brought up Tim Kawakami's article in The Athletic, and he said the 49ers, this is a failure. It's a miscalculation of epic proportion. And they miscalculated the market. They miscalculated how staunch Brandon Ayuk was about getting paid. And it led him to this on August 7th. And
they still can fix it, though, Stoney.
Here's where we're at.
But maybe they don't want to fix it because they feel like we're not going to overpay for you, Stoney. That has to – I guess you can't come back from that.
You know, we thought Deebo Samuel couldn't come back from – demanding a trade, and
I guess
he ended
different.
Up. How so?
I'm letting you know if you don't meet my number, I want out of here. That to Flea's point, that was about the green, and obviously this is too. But I can't make you love me, Steiny. You know what I mean? That's deep. I can't make anybody love me, and if that's what this is, then maybe Andrew is right. A trade is coming down the chute, but I do wonder. If the Niners like Kawakami, I couldn't believe TK was honest as he was. Like, they botched this. And if they could have got a number one back in May, and they do end up trading Ayuk here in the next few hours, and it's less than that, then that becomes worse. But Ayuk not on the field week one Monday night against the Jets lined up out there. And all you got to do is worry about Deebo and his gadgets and a young rookie / Juwan Jennings. And McCaffrey, you become way easier to guard.
Or defend. I don't know. Do the 49er fans think that the 49ers botched this? Ask me if I think they botched it.
You think they botched it, Stoney?
Not yet.
Because he's still here.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So you're hanging on by a thread.
Because if this deal doesn't go through, there's still a chance he comes and plays for $14 million. And I know what people say, well, if he comes and plays for $14 million, he won't want to win.
Right.
Won't want to play football?
Gotcha.
People get over stuff.
But people put they draw a line in the sand, too. You could play this into the season, Stoney. Could you imagine? That's what you call a distraction, Jackson.
602 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Simple. He wants more than the 49ers are willing to give. End of story. It happens. Klay Thompson wanted more than the Warriors offered that first time. He's gone.
Yeah. But that, yeah. So was his game and talents, though. We known him and love him for us.
Well, but
this is a kid that's probably not even in his prime.
That doesn't matter.
Tell me why, though.
Because it's just about an organization's assessment of a player. Whether he's over the hill, in his prime, or emerging, the 49ers' assessment of Ayuk differs too greatly from his assessment of himself.
Wow.
And that part, to me, is the exact same with Klay Thompson, even though he's at a completely different point of his career. I'm not saying you're wrong. Obviously, Klay Thompson's at the end of his career and Brandon Ayuk's entering his prime. I'm just saying, the way I look at it is it's how a team assesses the player, any player, and whether it is in line with the way the player thinks of himself. I don't know. Let's go out to Chris. Chris is in Pittsburgh. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, good to talk to you. Hey, I'm a huge Steeler fan. I want to tell you, I'm sorry for what's going on with Brandon Ayuk with you guys. You know, we had Le'Veon Bell doing this. We've had problems with, A.B. when he was a problem. From my viewpoint as a Steeler fan, I noticed at the end of the year, he had made overtures that he wasn't happy with the 49ers. And Steelers fans had gotten the impression, especially when he was on the pivot, saying that Washington and Pittsburgh were the only other teams he was willing to trade for. I think all of us in Pittsburgh expected the draft. We were going to make an offer, a first-round pick for Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
It never materialized, and I think the 49ers felt, we've got him under contract, we'll just kick the can down the road, and we'll deal with this at the end of the year. But with Brock Purdy, with Bosa, with, you know, Christian McCaffrey's restructure, it was just so much money going out. With Purdy owed so much money, I think he saw the writing on the wall, and by pushing his way out now, what he's doing is he's forcing Pittsburgh to commit to a long-term deal. I mean, if he stayed for a year, here's the thing I hear from the 49ers. We stay for 1 year and we can get a Super Bowl, and you can get your $14 million plus maybe $5 million extra. But if he gets hurt, then he may not be able to go into free agency and be the top choice. By forcing his way out now and Pittsburgh giving him this big contract starting next year, he's guaranteed 5 years of money at $30 million plus. So that's just my opinion. I think for the 49ers, if you had traded them the draft, you would have gotten much better returns, because from what I'm hearing on Steelers radio, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a first. It sounds like a lower pick and a player to be added, but who knows at this point.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call, man.
Good points. And why would he risk the biscuits, Donnie, about his future, too? You know, putting that in jeopardy if somehow he had a tragic injury.
Here's one thing.
A season-ending injury.
Here's the one thing that I think this is part of Ayuk's thinking too. And I actually would agree with him on this. If Ayuk comes back on the $14 million and the Niners, and he has a good year, and the Niners win the Super Bowl, I still don't think he's getting paid. I don't. Because Purdy's then going to have to get paid as a Super Bowl quarterback. And then what are you got? Then what are we looking at? Are we really looking at Purdy for 58, Ayuk for 29, Debo for 24, McCaffrey for Trent Williams now for 20? Like, and I'm not making an excuse for him. They're going to have to deal with stuff either at the end of the year or the year after that, and they just are looking at it now saying, maybe we got to do it now, meaning make our first of many difficult choices. I'm just asking questions in my own mind like 49er fans are.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Stoney, but the thirst to win, you know, to me is so high that I would want to just ride it out to the end. You could be right. They just want to rip the Band-Aid off now and deal with it. But hell nah. If I just had my heart broken in the Super Bowl and we could get one more season out of Brandon Ayuk and then say bye-bye, I would do it then. But, you know, I keep going back, and I'd like to start. I know I'm doing this on the fly. Hear that Ocho Cinco sound.
I got it.
Hear it, and we could respond to it.
Nah, it's still there. It's theater. You got to think they're losing one individual that is, I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, it's a position that is replaceable. If you think about the NFL in general, receivers are a dime a dozen. The special ones are not. The top five, the top three, special. But everyone outside of that is replaceable. You can find and get that production from so many other players, especially maybe the ones that they're going to have fill that spot. The way their offenses run, they'll be fine. The way Shanahan calls plays, they'll be fine.
Now, I don't smoke cigarettes, but if I did, I would smoke one right now, Stoney.
Good. Why?
Because that just, like, I've given Kyle that brilliance label in regard to dialing and calling and scheming up plays. So, he went to a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk already. So, as much as I'm pro Ayuk, I'm sitting here telling you there's no way they get back or win without him, but they have done it. And hearing a guy like that say, you know, if you're not top three, you can be replicated.
Yeah, that was Ocho Cinco on Shannon Sharpe's podcast talking about Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't mean it disrespectfully, but he said receivers are replaceable unless you're a top three to five. And what I would assume there is Ocho Cinco doesn't think he's a top three type receiver. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And certainly going to be interesting the next two and a half hours on this show, and certainly headed down the line. Let's go to Basic Kev. Basic Kev is joining us. What's up, man?
Steiny Guru. What's up, y'all? Y'all, man, I ain't caught in a long time.
There you go.
Yep. So, you know, it's a lot, right? It's a lot to talk about, really, but I'm going to hit a couple of points. Ocho Cinco kind of just hit on it a little bit, right? It's the system, right? Because you got Shanahan, and who was the number one receiver when they went to the first Super Bowl with Shanahan?
Sanders?
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders, Debo.
It was Sanders, exactly. Yeah.
Who they got halfway through that year.
They traded for him.
Yep.
Exactly, and then it didn't happen the first half of the year. And so you look at the type of offense that we run, a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection, a lot of play action. We always have people open on every level of the field. Listen, we can supplement the production that IU gave us in different guys because they're going to be open, you know. And we got fast guys. We got Danny Gray. Pearsall runs a 4.3. They say Jacob Cowan looks really good. And, you know, Danny Gray is fast as well. So we got guys who can supplement the numbers, and that's what they're looking at. Shanahan's like, listen, you know, Lynch, and they're like, look, we love Ayuk, but we got Purdy coming up. We got Lenore coming up. We got Mooney Ward coming up. We got guys who are going to really determine where this team goes one way or the other. We don't have a cornerback. Our defense starts to fall apart. We can replace receiver. We can supplement it. But, you know, those guys I just named, we got to have them. We got to have Purdy. So that's another thing as well, too. It also shows the vote of confidence that Shanahan has for Purdy because obviously he feels like, well, we got our guy, so just get him a good enough receiver. He'll get it to him, you know?
Yeah, and also I'd take it a step further, Basic, thanks for the call, and say maybe they have this much confidence in Ricky Pearsall. Maybe they do.
And speaking of which, I got to bring this up. Do you think in a crazy world, Stani, the lack of productivity from the whole Niner offense and Brandon Ayuk in the Super Bowl could in a crazy way have changed their view and their value on Brandon Ayuk?
Maybe it's changing their view and value assessment of Trent Williams, if that's the case.
Who didn't have the best Super Bowl, but you don't let one game, you know, outweigh the greater good, the 7 touchdowns and 1,400 yards, right? That Brandon had on the season.
I wouldn't think it's about one game. Maybe it's about the entire postseason. This is the part where...
Which was a head-scratcher, offensively.
Well, this is the part where, you know, who knows what Kyle Shanahan is seeing from Brandon Ayuk when he's watching him run every route, make every block. Maybe he doesn't... Maybe he thinks... Clearly he thinks he's not worth what he's asking for.
Yes.
So, I think the caller's spot on. I mean, they figure that he's more replaceable than some other guys, as great as he is. But let me tell you this. Don't let the Niners come out of this trade with Calvin Austin.
Tell us who he is.
Oh, he can open up the can.
What is he, offensive lineman?
No, that's more.
Oh, okay.
Calvin Austin runs a 4.3.
Thank
40.
You.
Oh,
he's right. He did. What do they say? He can open up the can?
I've never heard that one.
I don't know. He unhooks the trailer.
What? Yeah.
Or he's fast enough where he turns the light switch off and he's in bed before
it gets dark. That's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. That's cool, Papa Bell.
Wow. Oh. A few people.
Yeah, I think you're right, Evan. He was the original.
Yeah.
The original lights out was cool, Papa Bell. So 888-957-9570 is the number, and we move on
or try to, at least.
But do we move on without Brandon Ayuk?
Will Filippone be right by 2 o'clock? Stani, I think the Niners aren't doing that. They're not trading Ayuk.
I don't know. What do 49er fans think? Are the 49ers really going to trade Brandon Ayuk? Is it imminent?
According to who you think.
I want to know what fans actually believe, because there's two things. One is how you feel about Ayuk in the situation. The other is, what do you actually believe? You've kind of heard everything, and I'll just tell you where I am. You got to show me first.
Missouri.
I got to have that press release coming over the fax machine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know who it'll be by. Adam S.
Probably.
Yep.
Probably. I'd ideally
or Shams nowadays.
I'd ideally like to see it from one of the teams. But that may be asking too much. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. 888-957-9570. I mean, what do you think about the Niners' Super Bowl chances? What do you think about all this quote-unquote stuff, as Kyle Shanahan likes to say? 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Joke artist!
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Incredible. How many times we miss?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speak on the radio, and we're professionals, allegedly. Give the guy a break. Sally.
But I never say you're dead nothing. When you're alive. Meant come on, Stoney. I never call the wife, the current wife, the ex-wife. It did mean he's in on the know, and I ain't talking about Fresno.
When did you become Sigmund Freud?
Wow.
You think?
That kind of stumped me. I had nothing.
You might be right.
I got some good news.
I'll be the judge of that.
I have a wedding to go to. My friend Mike's getting married, so I was getting fitted for a suit, new suit.
Oh.
And I'm a 36-34 down from a 38-34 in the waist.
Oh, good. That's great.
Do you really mean it?
Sure.
Or do you even care I brought it up?
I don't care.
The boss is like, Ayuk, not waist size.
Exactly.
Why are these fat heads on the wall of us?
I don't know.
Look at that face. I got a refrigerator, boy. Get that. Get it out of here.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, just don't let the public. They can see it on the YouTube.
Yeah, I don't like any of it.
Oh, boy.
Steiny Guru with you and talking Brandon Ayuk because it's a hot topic.
Yeah.
One report from
the fact you said
Andrew Filippone.
Right.
It's all we got right now, but he says this thing is essentially done. I'm going to wait and see until, do I want to say the big boys? Nah, he said the big boys. So he knows. He's on an island right now. And I'm operating under the assumption that Brandon Ayuk is still a Niner. That's the assumption I'm going to have to work.
I don't think they're, through. And I'm going to say it, I don't think they're dumb enough to go into week this season without Brandon Ayuk and not having a replacement. There, I said it.
Well, they might say we do. Jennings and Pearsall.
I don't think that's sufficient.
Okay.
And I could be proven wrong. But to the people in the back, let me just fix that real quick here, Stani.
Oh.
We've been talking about this for 5 effing days. And I've explained to you what I think about Ayuk. I just brought up something about could it possibly be Bosa and race related. I didn't say it's 100% race related. So miss me, all the people coming at me like I'm basing my thesis on that. That was a thought and I said it like a 2% thought. I'm back.
Well, you're known for not having much of a filter, and that's why we love you.
I think I got one of the biggest filters.
Oh, you have none.
Even the things I could say that
remember,
I don't.
I wish we had the cut of Mark Ibanez. You're not afraid to flip. You're not afraid to flounder.
I've never recovered from that either. You know, boy, what an introduction.
I just like the explosion of when it goes in my mouth.
Now, Evan and I have been doing good.
Doing well.
Went to the ball. Go ahead, Stani. Back to Ayuk.
Oh, you know it. Back to Ayuk for sure. Let's go to Ivan in West Oakland. Hey, Ivan, what's going on, my man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Long time listener.
Thank you.
So listen, Ayuk has got to go, man. You know, it's a team thing. He's being a little diva. I know he needs money. Everybody needs money. The world is crazy. He's making millions. I'm making pennies. But that's no big deal. The thing is that, you know, he wasn't really productive unless somebody was missing, if you ask me. You know, like Debo was missing a couple of games. Maybe McCaffrey was missing a couple of games or Jennings. And then he got, you know, more reps or more, scripted plays. Other than that, you know, if you look at his couple of years that he's been playing, I don't think he's getting either half or near half of the scripted plays at all. He's just like a third receiver.
Well, let me ask you this.
The tight end is better than he is.
Let me ask you this, because you said something that got me. So when Bosa held out, was it different than, were you saying the same thing about Ayuk, that he's being greedy? I'm just hearing a lot of people say it's different, and I'm wondering why. Why when Ayuk is trying to pull that or play that card, it's coming across different to the fans, and I'm hearing adjectives I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, there is no difference. You know, like I said, in my line of work, I scream and holler that I'm underpaid and undervalued, and, you know, until they listen and they break open the wallet. So it's all by position, you know. Right. It has nothing to do with race. It's all about position, about the blunt force that one takes.
Yeah,
you know.
I hear you.
They're running into walls like an accident every time.
Thanks, Ivan. Appreciate the call. This is always one that I like to get more specific on, and it's no shot at anybody who says it, because I use the phrase a lot. 408 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Honestly, we have a plethora of weapons. We're going to be fine. What does fine mean?
Please, 888-957-9570.
Because I used to always hear about the Warriors. Oh, you got Steph Curry. We'll be fine. Well, how fine were you the last 2 years? Yeah, pretty fine 2 years ago. You got to the second round. Well, 49ers offense is going to be fine. All right. What does fine mean?
I don't know, because it wasn't fine in the playoffs. You got there. But you weren't fine, Stoney. That wasn't the 94 offense you were being compared to after week 6.
I think it's also, and you feel free to disagree with me, but, I mean, Nick Bosa was considered at least top 3 defensive end?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, well, Ayuk ain't a top 3 wide receiver.
Right.
Or maybe that's the way, maybe the 49ers, in their assessment, with Bosa last year, said, we cannot win without Bosa.
And they win.
And this year they said, we might be able to win without Brandon Ayuk.
And you know what, Stoney? I keep using this, but they don't have a Pearsall on the D-line. They didn't go draft another defensive end. They went and drafted another wide receiver. Like, just think about it. Let that marinate. E-40, let it marinate for a second. Why did they do that? Are we at all shocked that we're at an impasse with the team saying to their star or stud wide receiver, we don't got the chicken for you, bud? But they're also saying life goes on without you, Steiny. And I guess that's what I'm having a hard time dealing with, because I just can't imagine this offense without Brandon Ayuk. But then I flapped my gums about an hour ago and said in 2019 they went to the Super Bowl with Emmanuel Sanders and Debo.
Yeah, no, you've been all over the map on this.
All over the map.
Yeah.
I've had different thoughts.
You've made various points. All have been very valid, I think. Tim Kawakami was on with the Morning Roast. This was yesterday. Tell me if you agree with him, 49er fans. Take a listen to this. It's about a minute.
I think the 49ers have misplayed this. There is a 49er need, and we're seeing it every year to try to win every negotiation. This is what they do. I think it's helped them try to keep some of this salary cap under control. We know how many big contracts they have, but it's under control. I think it's kind of, you know, building up some kind of amount of unhappiness with their star players. We've heard about it kind of under the radar. I think it's just playing out with Ayuk. They're trying to beat Ayuk in this. I think that Bosa negotiation last year might be affecting this. They got beat by Bosa. The 49ers do not, Farag Morata and Jay York do not normally get beat like they got beat by Nick Bosa. And Ayuk is not Nick Bosa. I understand that. But I think that there's just some recriminations from that. And they want to beat Brandon Ayuk, and they're determined not to let get this to September. Like, they let the Bosa thing go, and they're trying to push the issue. And they might win.
At what cost, Tim? At what cost? You win with the finances, but, you know, what's the old adage, Stoney? Ain't no honey without the money.
No, and, I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, good for you. But I'm just telling you, man, you can win that. The finances, but then you come down on the field and it's 3rd and 11 or 3rd and 7, and there's no Brandon Ayuk. Let's be honest, the rat on the table brought to you by Atco, Stoney. Mm-hmm. Ain't been a lot of rats lately. I'm telling you, this dude's come up big.
Mm-hmm. Jennings has come up big on third downs too.
Until he has to come up big, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's going to be
all right.
He's going to have a big. Well, get him on your fantasy team.
No trade yet, Stoney. We're 2 hours in. 3 hours. Well, 2 hours, almost three.
No, I get it. Shaka's in Berkeley. What's up, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Man, what's going on, man? It's Ayuk stuff is getting impossible, man. Seems like they started on the wrong foot in the beginning, man, because he was in the doghouse when he first became on the team. Then he worked his way in. I'm listening.
Thanks, Shaka. What happened
there? Oh, he thought you were talking. He said, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You can call back, Shaka. Anybody can call back.
You did something to Kyle. You went, it sounded like you were going to say something.
Oh.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. And fascinating stuff from Santa Clara.
Man.
Brandon Ayuk.
With the Giants not doing their thing,
what do you
can't
mean?
Close a deal.
Wait,
the Warriors losing out on
Giants
Paul
are
George
one game
and
under.
Marketing. Like I said, and now the Niners possibly losing their stud receiver. Man, what's going on in the yay?
Well, one thing that's going on in the yay is I got to believe you're finally coming around. And I love, you know, better late than never. Say it with me. It's a business. It's not a family. Okay? Repeat after me.
No, please.
It's a business.
Stop. It's all the Warriors have been, man, Exhibit A on family.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
Yeah.
No.
Clay
Thompson? Were they family with Clay Thompson?
2014-15 has been great. It's been a great run for
right.
everybody
and you know
associated
what?
With the Warriors. Clay had those two injuries, and they still had his back. He came back, and they won a title since he came back.
Right.
But
how did they treat him? How did they treat him this offseason? They didn't even offer him a deal.
I don't think he wanted to be here.
Well,
we found that out. They didn't even talk. That's why they golfed, and there was no conversation.
That's why
I'm just saying,
Brandon
no bad blood. But this is bad blood.
What are you talking
here?
About?
This is bad blood.
How can you say that? Klay Thompson apparently moped through the last two seasons. He wasn't happy. He didn't want to be here. In fact, Draymond Green said, I'm glad he's gone because he wasn't happy.
Right, but see, again, I keep painting it with that different brush. A lot of what Klay was dealing with, he was not what he used to be. That's not a Warrior problem. That's a Klay problem. I'm not saying the Warriors did right by him. Brandon Ayuk is like, I've done everything outside of getting out of the doghouse.
Well, we don't know
Brother
that.
Brother
want
to get paid. Where my chicken
but
at?
We actually don't know that.
But what else could it be?
He's not worth the money in the 49ers' eyes. Just like Klay Thompson. The Warriors deemed 2 years ago, or last offseason, Klay, we think you're worth 2 years, $48 million.
Right.
Well, I think I'm worth more. We move on. A year later, the Warriors didn't even think he was worth $48 million over 2 years. Yeah. So I think it depends on where the team is salary-wise. I think it depends on what the player thinks of himself. And I don't know. I don't know.
We're about to find out. They got a game Saturday. I know it's preseason. Go ahead.
It's an exhibition game.
Yeah, but the closer
exhibition.
We're not too far from the real thing.
We're a month away.
Hey, dude, that's 30. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I can't have you like this for 30 shows.
Well, we better have something concrete here. I don't think he's going
anywhere. Not necessarily.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
All right, well, then there's nothing to see here.
Well, there is, because he might be traded in minutes.
Well, there's nothing to see here, or you're going to get traded in a minute.
I don't control that. I just react to it.
Oh, you react, all right.
Yeah, we had a guy on that, I don't want to say he put his neck on the line, Tony, but he put his rep out there. I love it.
He did.
Andrew doing that.
He did. No doubt about it. Let's go to Big Earn.
Oh, new.
Big Earn's in Corte Madera. That's in Marin, Goo.
I know where that's at. They got outlets out there, buddy.
Hey, what's up,
this guy?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? Yeah, you're on. All good.
Yeah, he was
He
was echoing. You didn't hear him?
No.
Oh.
I was laughing. Your bad material?
I was laughing. I was laughing at
a good comedian, Stani, never laughs at his own material. They came down on Dibs last week on that. I was at Dave's game. Somebody pulled me to the side.
Well, the greatest radio host that the Bay Area's ever seen, Gary Radnich, always said, laugh into the mic.
Is that where you stole that from? You taught me that early.
Yeah.
I'll be hiding.
Exactly. It makes the listener think you said something funny when you may not
Real
have.
Real quick, what about that random pick you, Spadoni, and Evan didn't react to of Radnich I had that I posted on the thread about a week ago?
Yeah.
You going to ask me where it was from?
No.
Well,
looked like
I'm
it was from outside somebody's house.
My brother's retired fireman friend now does real estate. I guess was with Gary, and they take a pic.
Nice.
They look the same. They look good.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
They had the white pro kids on, you know.
Yeah,
shoes I hate. Norm has a pair.
I love pro kids. Love them. They've got the most, I don't want to put this. To me.
You look ancient.
To me, the red and blue stripe on the side is the most iconic sneaker logo. The hell with the three stripes of Adidas. The hell with the Converse star. And the hell with the swoosh.
God. How many are you going to keep? Man.
Give me the blue and red of Pro Keds.
If you say anything about arch support, that's how old you are.
Yeah, there it is. That is fat.
I'm a supinator. As opposed to a pronator. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to say yes, but no.
So if you're a, let's say you're a runner or an athlete, and you run for a month, if you look at the heel of your shoe, it's usually not, doesn't wear out balanced. One side's usually worn more.
Okay.
And it's because of how you either run or walk. Some people supinate, which means it tends to one side, and some people pronate. And you don't want to be an over-pronator.
And I've seen dogs walk that way with their legs, like they're leaning towards the side. You ever see the dog kind of like they got a little hitch in their giddy-up like something
like
happened?
Like Steph.
What do you mean, Steph? He took three shots yesterday.
And you know what? I finally saw what you were talking about.
What?
Stop!
I'm going to give you credit. Relax. He did not throw that off the backboard for LeBron James. He missed the layup. You were right.
We haven't told him. Dude, I just like, hey, that's my guy. But come on now. Are we really doing this? I'll tell you what, Stoney, when you love something, you love it hard, man.
I live with these people. Let's put it this way. I love these people. They're part of my family.
I don't know what it went down as, but if that play occurred at the Chase Center, best believe it was an assist.
Stoney, where's Fitz? I thought
he's in the Olympics.
No, but I ain't heard him. I haven't heard him. I thought he was going to be doing the hoop. I'm mad.
You got his number?
Well, somebody tell me. I don't want to bother him, but I thought he was going
to
be.
But you want me to bother Joe Lake a day in and day out?
Dwayne Wade doing the game. What? Oh, my God. Just give me a gun already. Get him off. Like, I can't take him. I'm down on Wade, Stoney. I am. He thinks he's just Edgar Allan Poe. Maybe what I do to this show, too, but damn, get him off there. Give me Fitzy.
No, we got some news here from the 310.
Oh, here we go.
There are no outlets in Corte Madera, according to that guy.
I know where.
How would a guy from L.A. know that? From the 310. We're going to need more info from you, 310, on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Right.
Yeah, what?
Hey, I know which way.
Did
I go
you just
home.
Raise your hand?
No, I'm talking.
Next thing I know, he's going to be like Horseshack. On Welcome Back. You ever see that?
I grew up on it.
Well, Evan, have you ever heard of Welcome Back, Colin?
He hasn't. Was it the same era as the shoes you were previously discussing?
Essentially.
K-pop, K-feds?
Welcome Back.
Exactly. John Travolta.
Yeah.
If you don't like John Travolta, you called him John Revolta.
Oh, that's a two.
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday Night Fever.
We could go to commercial. Boy, Stiney.
I think his name was Arnold Palillo. Wasn't that Horseshack? Gabe Kaplan, of course.
Yeah, look at him.
Remember Washington?
That's my guy.
Yeah, Epstein. Oh, what a great show.
Yeah.
Patrick. Patrick's in South City. Dude. What's Pat. Up, Patrick?
How you doing, guys?
Talk to us, Pat.
Yeah.
Guys, you know what? I've been listening to all this Ayuk stuff, and bottom line is, Stiney, I kind of agree with you. I agree with you, and I'm going to tell you why. If you're the 49ers, not a fan, if you're the 49ers management and you're looking at this objectively, you ask yourself the question, is this guy the type of receiver, the Jerry Rice type of receiver, that when the game's on the line or you're in the playoffs and you're in a very heated Super Bowl moment, like with Montana and Taylor and the Super Bowl with Cincinnati, is this the bottom line guy that's going to make that huge play to help you win that playoff game or Super Bowl? And I really think he is not that type of receiver. And if he's not that type of receiver, and you're looking at it at 40, as 49ers management might be looking at it, is this the type of receiver that you want to commit $150 million to, half of which is going to be guaranteed, when he's not an on-the-line type receiver? And I wanted to see what you thought
about that.
Hey, real
quick, before you hang up, can I just throw this to you? What about the catch against the Lions?
Oh, God.
They kept the game alive.
This is like the overthrow of Emmanuel Sanders.
And then the Green Bay catch in the playoffs, as you were about to get upset, and it would have been one of the biggest upsets ever. He catches the ball in the... Dude, a seventh place against a one seed at home. And he gets the ball in the rain. Those are big catches, though, man.
Guru, I agree with you, but here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking from a larger framework.
Exactly.
Is this guy over a few year period, a few years now, where you're committing $150 million, is he the receiver, like Jerry Rice, for example, was, where you're going to look at and say, this is the guy that when the game's on the line and it's a two-minute drill in the Super Bowl, is he the one that's going to be the superstar to win you the game? And I don't feel he's that type of receiver.
I respect that.
I just don't.
Well, Levin, before you go, how about Debo? Does Debo fit that? Where are we at with Debo on that? Because we all, let's keep it real, thought Debo was going to be after this year. Ayuk would have got his money, Stoney, and Debo would have been traded. I'm not saying that's what you should do, but watched the Super Bowl and still have no answers as to what happened with the aerial attack from the San Francisco 49ers. That's why, to me, this season, skip Ayuk, this season is humongous for me.
No more important than next year. It's no more important than next year.
It is, Stoney, because
it's no more important than the year before.
Yeah, it's 1 year more of Trent Williams.
Nice.
You're facing to where it's going to come to an end. I don't know what happened to the nine. Like, he was describing the Super Bowl.
That Super Bowl may as well have been played in Pelican Bay, Because Ayuk was locked up.
I did too, but
I got to give that to DLU 22 Xfinity Mobile.
That does bother me.
But should.
And I'm wondering who they're blaming behind closed doors.
Maybe they know that Ayuk didn't have a great game. Nobody made a catch off a guy's helmet.
He had three and he got open and dropped a dude in the end zone. The ball didn't come.
This is like what people used to say about Curry. Oh, you know, how come he can't get shots late in the game? What, great players get shots. Not that he's not. Yeah, I'm just using
it. But when was that ever said?
Well, whenever Steph Curry didn't take the last shot, people said, why didn't Curry take the last shot? Maybe because he wasn't open. How come only six targets for Ayuk? Because he wasn't open, maybe. Because he gets no separation.
Be careful what you wish for. That's all I'll say to Lynch and Kyle.
But let's not act like the 49ers
are
wishing.
Or they didn't prepare for it either, it sounds like, Stoney.
I don't know.
If you read that TK article in The Athletic, and he was on with the morning roast, maybe they didn't prepare for it as well as they could have.
Or maybe
they could have got a first back in May from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so what? It would have been a rookie. They'd still be in the exact same spot.
But it wouldn't be this distraction.
That's true. You guys believe in distractions? You think it hurts a team? Do you think this is a distraction?
I do.
Do you?
This is bad pub.
And pub to me is not a distraction.
So you going Little Richard? Any pub is good pub? No.
No, what I'm going on is guys getting asked about it day in and day out. It takes its toll.
Why do I think that's the least? Who cares? Steiny, what do you think of Guru? You could just give the same. I wouldn't call you former teammate, that's for damn sure. So I think maybe Andrew Filippone might get the dub in this when it's all said and done.
For example, let's say I'm out and about. It's my media availability. And every time I'm out, hey, what's Guru like? What's Guru like? What's going on with Guru? You like working with Guru? Guru.
I get that all the time about you.
Yeah, and I get sick of it. This guy is such a D. How come Guru's never in on a Thursday? Asking me all these questions. It'll be okay. 49ers going to be fine.
I just want to know.
I know you do. Every day is December 24th. What's in the gift?
It's a wrap!
What's in the bag? Oh, man. See, isn't this better than Ayuk's in camp? He's practicing. The offense looks crisp.
People on edge out here, man.
You know,
Giants can't win a game.
They've won 8 of 11.
50 lost last night. Come on.
They can't win them all. Well, did you expect them to win 100 games?
No, but you had.
Right where they should be, about 500.
You guys, boy. Boy.
All right. We got action on the phone lines. We're going to get to a bunch of calls on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. High drama with Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.